Hey everybody, we are back. It is us, the Dangerous Alliance Podcast, and I'm your host, Dyron, with my co-host,
Malika!
And we're back again for taking our hiatus from the last 2 weeks.
It's like 3 weeks now.
Well, yeah, but it's been 2 weeks, so we're gonna keep it two.
So, okay.
Alright, 2 weeks, so yeah.
We ain't been gone. You guys just missed the other ones.
Well, some of us have been, we've had a secret podcast.
Yeah, we've had podcasts known as Conversations on the Couch.
Right.
You guys just weren't in our living room.
Right, we just didn't record those. They got lost also in the ether.
Yeah.
So, let's
just say the turkey from Thanksgiving just knocked us out for some time.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Turkey and Christmas shopping and, you know, getting ready for the holidays. So, we apologize for slacking a little bit.
Yes, we missed you.
We missed doing this, and so we had to get this back. So, yeah. So, welcome back to the show.
Welcome, world.
All right, let's get into it. So, as you've seen, the last couple weeks, we've been off. So, what have we been up to the last couple weeks?
Dyron?
Well, I've been slacking at work.
On the podcast?
And on the podcast. Slacking and working. And not podcasting. Not slacking. Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
I've been working hard. No slacking here.
I haven't been slacking. I've been working way too hard. And so
you have been working very hard.
It's been a lot of hours, so it's not really a slacking.
Like how, you're like at 60, 65 hours?
Yeah, let's put that out there in the streets. So
he's a hard working man.
Something like that. So yeah.
He works hard for the money.
Oh, gosh.
So hard for the money.
So yeah, the job.
He works hard for the money, so you better cheer me.
So yeah, you know it's our busy season as well as the holiday season. So I'll always look forward to this time. It does leave me sometimes not enough time at home, but you know
I know
it's
like
good something.
And, it's like good and bad,
right? It's
because
prosperous and.
Yeah.
In like, one way and not the other way. So, but yeah, it's understandable.
Because you're working hard, making overtime pay. On the flip side, like, for me, like, sometimes it's nice to have, like, you know, time to do things like go buy your Christmas presents or, you know, make surprises or stuff for when you get home. But on the other hand...
Oh, I created a secret online... I created a Amazon fake Amazon Prime account.
That's where
them two-day shipping,
young. That's where you've been shopping.
You know, it's well worth it.
Well, but then when you're gone so much...
And delete them accounts.
It's sad.
Email accounts ASAP.
It's sad for me. It's like, it's lonely. Like, my best friend is unavailable.
Fancy's right there beside you.
Best friend...
The dog
human.
Came. Dog. You gotta have to specify.
That's human friend.
So.
Fancy gives me a lot of attention, but I miss you.
Fancy just wants a lot of attention.
That too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, with Thanksgiving coming up, I know my family came into town and we had ourselves a lovely dinner and Thanksgiving festivities and fun, and we did a little bit of the Black Friday.
Gray Thursday.
What? I know that was called that, but...
I mean, I don't know if it's a real thing.
Yeah, we did some of that shopping.
I've been calling it that.
And that was really tiring on
yes.
the mind and body.
Yes.
So, yeah, that
it
was...
It knocked me out. I'm not as young as I used to be. Or
really?
As spry as I thought I once was.
Because, why would you say that?
Because, like, that, all of that, I don't know if it was, like, just the stress of, like, you know, having people come and hosting and, you know, cooking such a large meal and a kind of, like, important meal as far as, like, there's traditions and there's, like, expectations for Thanksgiving that, you know, I just put in a lot of stress on myself about it. And so with that, coupled with getting up really early to go, well, we were out late on Thursday, And then I mean, somehow woke up like at 5:45 and just rolled to the stores without an alarm clock.
It's Malika, it's my mom and my aunt, and they're like, hey, let's go do the shopping at night. And so we leave, I don't know, it was later in the evening. It was like 8. We left at 8. And I remember we didn't get home till like midnight.
Yeah.
And they're just out there shopping away, shopping. Ooh, this looks good. Ooh, I like that. Ooh, that looks nice. And I'm just sitting there like, it's all right. Well, this costume ain't much.
Well, I mean.
So it wasn't for me.
It was nice to spend some time with them, and I feel like shopping is kind of a fun bonding experience, especially the way I shop.
Yeah, I'm an Amazon shopper.
My shopping experience is like full on, like, it's a mission. It's a mission to find like a good deal and like compare things. But the reason we went that night, there was a really good reason actually. Because I needed to get a coat because I was going to Chicago.
Segway.
I was in Chicago for a few days. It was really nice and unseasonably warm. So I could have worn a regular coat, I feel like. But
it has been a warm winter.
I got my new coat. Great deal on it. It was like $240 before the sale.
I was like, that's not the sale.
No, and when I got it, it was like $80. It was a good deal.
Yeah.
I was happy with it. And it's a really stylish coat. So I'm excited to wear it when we go up to Buffalo. It'll still be kind of warm there, too. It'll be almost into the 50s. Like, I don't know.
We don't know yet.
I looked, too.
We don't know yet.
Whatever.
You don't know. It's like the week of.
It might be hotter. Hey, the way things are going.
Hey, just say, I bring y'all good weather.
Yeah.
Buffalonians.
Yeah, last year
it was warm.
It was a warm winter too.
So
yeah, but yeah, I mean, going back to where we've been the past 2 weeks, I went to Chicago for work, and that was my first time in Chicago. And I think like there is definitely guardian angels or something around me because, literally the day after I left. The same place I stood the day before, that's where the protests started again. And, you know, my whole family was kind of worried about me going there and getting kind of caught up in some of what's going on there. And, you know, me, I'm always, what do I say? I'm like the innocent, I'll be the innocent bystander. Because I'm one of those people who, like, is so nosy, I will run towards whatever. Like, you know, they say there's, like, the firemen who, like, run into a burning building. Like, I'm that person who will run over to it to see what's going on. I don't run into the building, but I just go to see what's going on.
Because the fireman's job is to try.
No, but it takes a certain courage to run into.
I mean, how you gonna plot it to be a nosy?
No, I'm saying I'm.
Right.
No, I'm. Right. I have a weird. Right. There is something different about me from those people. Opposite of courage.
No, a lot of people are nosy.
Yeah, but they don't. Okay, so like, here's an example. This is how I knew something was wrong with me a long time ago.
Uh-oh.
We were at like this basketball tournament thing, like downtown Buffalo, and.
Oops.
People couldn't tell if it was firecrackers or gunshots. So people are running the opposite direction. And I'm standing there like, what's going on? I want to see what's happening. So I knew that moment something was wrong with me. And then in college, I would always tell my friends, if there is something going down, make sure I'm with you because I'm going to be that person who's like, what's happening? And get caught up in like, something crazy, like, hopefully never, like, hostage situation. But because I'm so nosy, I don't know.
So what you're saying is you're going to protest?
No!
Oh, you're going to just sit there and do nothing?
I would go and see what's going on and then make a decision.
Wait, huh?
Like, for whatever's going on, like, Like, so say he's looking at me, like, all kinds of sideways. So, like, say the protest was going on, right?
Right.
I would want to see what's happening. Like,
you couldn't see the protest taking place?
But, like, being in it. Like, okay, so, like, say something was going on, and, like, I see something, and maybe I'm the person who's going to call, you know, well, I don't know, in this case, if I would call.
I don't know what she
I don't know what I'd do!
I think you're lost in this, so he might want to go.
I'm
let
so
this go.
Lost, but that's part of, like, that's go. Part of the whole, like, innocent bystander thing. Like,
yeah, you might want to just let this go.
I know. Whatever. This took a turn. This took a turn I was not expecting.
Because you had to.
But in Chicago, I had a lot of fun.
You had to bring up the interesting parts.
I was just saying that where I stood a day before is where the protests
were. You could have set your own protest that day. You just chose not to.
I'm going to just stop talking.
Just messing with you. All right, so let's talk about the fun parts of Chicago. Let's
fun
talk about
parts.
What you did and not the social
okay.
issues.
Yeah. When I saw the bean.
I don't know what the bean is.
It's a thingy with the mirror thing. Yeah. Anyway, really cool.
When I think of Chicago, the bean is not on that list.
Well, it should be.
And no.
Anyway, that was cool to see. That was one of the things I really wanted to see. I went walking down, I walked down Michigan Avenue. But is it State Street where all the nice stores are? Well, there's a Macy's down there. I went and saw all their window displays, their holiday window displays. So that was really nice. Like, that was, I could see if I lived in the city, like that would be, like, a cute, like, date thing. Like, you go walk and see the little windows, have some cocoa. It was cute. Then I made sure I stopped at Garrett's.
Delicious.
Popcorn.
Outstanding.
I picked my baby up some popcorn.
So, like, we have one of those Garrett's in Atlanta at Lenox Malls. And I actually haven't been to that one. I don't know why. It's been me just being slacking.
Slacker.
But, procrastinating.
Why are you slacking?
I don't know, I'm a procrastinator.
Why are you slacking on your pivot, man?
What?
Popcorn pimping.
Oh my goodness. Popcorn pimping,
popcorn,
huh?
Popcorn pimping.
Word. All right. So yeah, anyway, so my theory about this is, like, Garrett's popcorn is from Chicago. So, like, I don't know if the branch here or the franchise here is going to be as good as the one in Chicago. I have
It's
just
that
not the same.
Good.
It's just not the same sometimes. And so I have that fear, irrational fear about that. But anyway, she brought me back the stuff from Chicago, and it was outstanding.
Awesome.
Which makes me want to go to the Atlanta one. So I will probably go to the Atlanta one sometime soon. Probably before Christmas.
Okay.
I think so. I think I'll do it.
Well, you'll brave Lenox Mall Christmas shoppers.
Oh, probably Lenox.
Holiday shoppers.
Let's go early.
You
just can't go in the midday.
You are a brave soul.
I mean, that's any mall at this point in time.
That's all I gotta say.
That's
you're brave.
That's
soul.
Any mall at this point in time.
Brave soul.
Yeah, I think next Saturday is like either the biggest shopping day or the second biggest shopping day. That's arguably as big as Black Friday sales.
Yeah, no, everybody who's like, oops.
No, well, what happens is,
Christmas is next week.
I think I read that what happens is that manufacturers and companies overproduce or oversell, then they start cutting stuff off. Hmm. So maybe we'll be looking at a TV next week.
Ooh, we are in the market for a new TV.
Something like that. So,
yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
Nothing less than a 50-inch.
Okay, so what else did you eat in Chicago?
Oh, I had a Chicago dog.
Which, in comparison to where you're from, Buffalo, how was it?
To a Ted's hot dog? Ted's hot dog is way better.
Was it good as the Buffalo version of the Atlanta has here? Was it Barker's hot red dogs.
So it's different because these are like charbroiled hot dogs. It's like it has all those things you want. Like it kind of has that burnt char, and then so it has like this little crunch snap part to it, and then it has like the soft, meaty inside.
You talking about the Barkers?
All charbroiled hot dogs.
I guess they're charbroiled. They just look like they're just grilled, like on the char. They just put them on the.
No, but grill. You can get it like well done.
Right, but
I don't take you back.
I don't ever see them putting them in like water with a water thing, but I guess
water.
That's broiled.
No, no water.
Right, that's what they mean when it's charbroiled. They have a grill, like they have grill plates on them. Those are grill plates with the char- with the thing on them.
Yeah, they do. They have
that. Right. That's that, anyway. We continue.
Anyway, so there's like just a different flavor. So like these, this hot dog was just like one of those like, it seemed boiled.
Oh yeah, you said boiled, not broiled. I'm so, I lost my mind.
Yeah, two.
No, broil and boil sounds the same. Come and on, now.
One. I know. I'm not the one to give listening lessons. I know. I'm the last person. I know. But I'm just saying. Anyway, I will work on my enunciation.
That was my fault.
So, the only thing about the Chicago dog that I was... Maybe it was where I got it from, because we were at a Bulls game. So, it wasn't like I went to, like, like a real, like, hot dog stand or whatever.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
But, like, there's, like, tomato on it, which is fine. I guess I prefer describe my tomato. It wasn't slimy. It wasn't bad. It was just, like, too much. Like, I didn't need it. Or
was it chopped up tomato?
Was no, it was just, like, a slice. It was a half a slice of tomato, but it was, like...
Layered
slices. So, it was just too much tomato. I would have either preferred, like, a diet... Like, it was hard to eat.
Okay.
If you get what I'm saying. So, I would have preferred it either diced or in the form of ketchup.
I don't think they like ketchup on their dogs in Chicago.
They like mustard. Pretty sure. It was pretty good. I mean, like, it. The jalapenos was a nice little...
Yeah.
Kick. Word.
They do like their spice up there. They like their heat.
Yeah, so they can, so in the winter, they're not freezing. They're, like, internally sweating.
Just like Buffalo.
But I also met up with a friend that I've known since middle school, so that was really nice to see her. Oh, and I had deep dish pizza, of course, duh. So that was good too. I had like
a. Was it better? Was it as good as better as the pizza that you have in Buffalo? She's gonna say now, but you know.
It's different. They're different.
Okay.
They're just different.
All right. I'm just giving a comparison. Let the people know.
They're different types.
All right. But
that Franco's pizza in Buffalo, man. Mm. Mom and Dad, if you're listening. Please get us Franco's and take me to Ted's. Thank you.
Wow. Laundry list of
not
things
so
to go.
Subliminal messaging.
Right, right.
We didn't do shout outs.
Well, we can do shout outs now, so.
Shout out.
Who's shouting out?
Okay, so hey, Mom and Dad.
Hey, guys.
We heard you finally listen to the podcast. You know what my dad said? He said I laugh too much.
I mean, if you listen to the rest of this, to the rest of the show bag, you might be on to something.
Okay, noted, Dad. I will start frowning at the table. Also, shout out to Shell. She was kind of getting on us about a little hiatus here. So, shout out to you for missing, as you said. One of your favorite podcasts. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you.
Shout out to the homie Easy.
I feel like they get the shout outs a lot.
They should get the shout outs
a lot. I know, I'm saying like, good on ya.
You see she's trying to bar y'all from shout outs? See how she doing, y'all?
She's saying other people let us know.
She's trying to, just look at her, she's trying to push y'all to the side.
Look at you.
And now, right?
We just had an earthquake.
Yeah, of a big clothespin.
He's destroying our house.
Blame Fancy.
Fancy had nothing to do with this.
I was moving out the way because she was in the way. Eh, whatever. It doesn't matter. But yeah, that's our shout out section. Anybody else you got a shout out? Do I got any more shout out?
Christina's been listening too. She's caught up as well.
All right, thank you to the homie Steve for listening to the show. And that's about it. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Okay, moving on. Break.
Alrighty. So let's go to entertainment.
Oh.
No? You got something else you want to talk about?
No. I just don't have much to say.
Oh my goodness. So, in these last 2 weeks, while Malika has been at home alone by herself, chilling, relaxing by herself, she was watching a couple shows that she now actually didn't watch.
Oh.
She just finished, before we record the podcast, the first half of The Walking Dead. Is that correct?
I'm so caught up.
Got your feeling.
Caught up.
Alrighty.
So, yeah. So, I'll just give a rundown.
All right.
Of the things that I've caught up on. Because I know everybody is so curious.
I am.
So, caught up on 90 Day Fiancé.
Terrible show.
I keep forgetting that guy's name. The old guy.
Mark?
Yeah, Mark and Nikki. That was like...
Nikki!
That was a mess.
So, you want to describe what about Mark and Nikki?
So, Mark is, or on the show, he was 57.
All right.
And Nikki was, wait for it, 19. Ugh. Anyway, you love who you love. Okay, whatever.
Right, but more in the depth, why was it?
But he was, like, speaking for her the whole time. And she, a lot of these people, so I think we talked about the premise of the show, but basically it's, you have a 90-day K-1, what is it?
Visa?
Yeah, K-1, isn't it K-1?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's a tax term for me, that's why I'm like, huh? What?
So you have this visa to come to the United States, and you have 90 days to get married. So a lot of the spouses may not speak fluent English or really well. But Nikki was one of those people who spoke English really well, so I didn't know why he kept talking for her when she could clearly talk for herself. And the host of the show called that out, too. So I caught up on 90 Day Fiancé. It's a TLC show if you're interested in watching it. But if you are not into that kind of stuff, then don't watch it. Okay, I caught up on Scandal.
Scandal!
Which, I thought the ending was bogus. I'm, like, it didn't even leave me feeling like I want to see what's happening next. Like, I don't know if I care.
I watched most of those episodes. It was pretty boring.
Yeah, so.
Watch you
Scandal, I'm sure a lot of people watched it already, like, weeks and weeks ago. And like Darren said, I caught up on The Walking Dead.
I still don't get it.
What don't you get?
It just seems like redundant every season. Repeat. Rinse, wash, repeat. They get to a new neighborhood, they mess it up, and then they have to go.
That's my Walking Dead zombie.
Alrighty.
They don't really speak people's names because they don't really have... Their brain is dead. But anyway, it's a good show. You get really invested into the characters and their development and all of that. But I want to talk about...
Whoa, she pointed dead at me.
She
was like, she gave me... I don't know if y'all ever seen this. There's like a little gif of a Paul Pierce poking Joe Kim Noah in the face in a basketball game. She just gave me that poke with a finger poke.
Okay, it's hilarious. I didn't poke him. I didn't touch him. Anyway, so I want to talk about... So, Married at First Sight is back. And if you guys don't know, one of our neighbors is on the show. And I feel like she's getting like a bad rap.
From who? Where'd you hear this from?
From the peoples.
What peoples?
Lots of people.
Who?
On the internet. You know the internet.
Did you read social media?
Mean place.
Did you read social media?
It's a mean place.
Did you read social media?
I didn't personally read it, but...
Then how do you know she gets a bad rap?
Because her responses were like, haters are my motivators, and I overheard something
Oh, boy.
From her, and it made me feel so sad. Because all she's doing is living her life.
This is AKA known as Malika Spilling the Tea segment.
Anyway, she's a great girl.
I'm sad that I know what tea means.
Whatever. But after Married at First Sight comes on a new show from one of the ladies from the original season of Married at First Sight, and it's called Black Love. If you haven't seen it, get into it. It's about dating these five women, like this dating journey.
What city?
In New York City. Boo. They're single in the city and they're dating. And, you know, I'm just support the show because you want to support.
You didn't talk about any of the other couples on Married at First Sight, but just the one that you know of. That's so messed up. I'm just like, shame. You're just interested for the show for one reason. I had to call you out on that because I saw you.
I'm actually invested in all three couples on Married at First Sight.
Oh, yeah. You have a reason to.
I have many reasons.
I would love to hear the two reasons for the other reasons.
My many reasons. So here they are. One, my neighbor's in it.
Right. As we discussed.
Two, a guy in there is from Buffalo.
Cool. They were at the Bills bar filming. They
were. A bar we've been to many times. I don't know how we missed going that day, but
that could have been any day of the week.
Well, it was like during the summer, so we don't really go there in the summer. Okay, and then Trey and Vanessa. I mean, I support Black Love.
So yeah, there's our reasons. Right there.
Those are good. I feel personally invested in all three couples. And I wish them all the absolute best. I really hope that the success rate for this season is obviously better than last season. Because last season, none of them made it. But I really, really wish the best for all of them. Like, genuinely. Because I think they all had the same, you know, mindset of wanting to find and fall in love, and you know, these days sometimes you gotta do things unconventionally. But back to Black Love. Great show. Support Monet. It's on a channel called FYI. If you have it, check your local listings. Great show. I've only seen the one episode, but I'm interested to see how these dating things work out, and I'm just so, you know, into it.
Yeah, so cool. I'm glad you like that. Any other shows that you've been checking out that you want to mention?
Quantico got cut off because
when did it get cut off? No, you mean your last episode?
My last episode.
Got the DVR cut off.
The DVR just like cut my show.
Quantico will be back. Be back in a couple
like
weeks.
It didn't get cut from whatever. But, like, I was like...
Breaking news!
Breaking news! Quantico gets cut!
She got the inside scoop.
I like Quantico a lot.
Oh, dang. So, cool.
It's very mysterious and twisty.
All right, so since it's been a couple weeks, it's going to be a little longer podcast than normal.
Oh, no!
Because I got to get my nerd stuff in, okay. As you say, so...
Nerd alert!
So, yeah, last couple weeks have been the Flash and Arrow. They did a team-up 2 weeks ago.
Spoiler alert!
It was pretty
nerd
cool.
Alert.
It was a pretty
spoiler
cool.
Alert.
Whatever.
It nerd was... alert. Spoiler nerd. Spoiler nerd.
It was a pretty cool episode. They did a team up. It was a full like immersed.
Why are you talking so fast?
Because I'm trying to get this out so we can get this quickly on. Nobody. It was anyway. It was again. Yeah. It was a two part team up episode that intertwined, and it's supposed to lead to a spinoff of Legends of Tomorrow, which is kind of like a bootleg Justice League type thing with future purposes. So it was a pretty good episode. In the episode, we saw Flash go back in time to save everybody because they messed up with all their plans. And we saw Oliver Queen is now a baby daddy.
What?
Yeah. Oh, he finally found out that he was a baby daddy. But anyway, so that was cool.
I missed all of that.
And he forgot to tell Felicity, so that was messed up. But anyway, back to this week's episodes. Which is, Flash really didn't have much to go about it. Oh, yeah. So, Iris and Joe found out they had Iris and Joe, the West, found out they had a son. slash brother.
Well, Iris doesn't have a son.
I said slash brother. I just said slash brother. So yeah, he's back into it. Wally West is back there for you coming heads. So that'll be cool in the second half of the season. And see what else happened. Nothing most important happened on Flash, but on Arrow, Oliver got bold out there, called out Damian Dark. That didn't go so well. And Felicity got shot up. Felicity might be gone, but we'll see after when it comes back from break. So yeah, that was good. Also, in the last week of Nerd Alerts, we had the Batman Superman trailer, which majority of people think it showed too much and it was kind of loopy, but I enjoyed it personally because it's Batman versus Superman, which is like the greatest thought process ever. And you also have the Civil War trailer for Captain America, which is going to be excellent, which was similar to, it was really good as well. And the new X-Men Apocalypse trailer just came out a couple days ago. 2016 is going to be Nerd Alert for real. Not going to lie.
Out for real.
Again, it starts Friday with Star Wars, which I don't too much care that much for, but I will be watching it at some point. So, yeah. Excited. So, yeah. And I've got to get back on watching the movies because there's a lot of movies I want to check out soon, ASAP. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got that quickly done. So.
Woo!
I was trying to get my flash on right there.
Yeah, you were
fast talker life.
Speedy.
No, that's on Arrow.
I know, but you were speedy. Like, we were talking about a crossover episode, though.
It was.
So,
touche. 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 Good job. All right. So, anything else you got to talk about in entertainment?
No.
All right. Cool. And we can move to our third segment,
sports.
As Malika eloquently put it. And where would you like to start off this week in sports? Because I have a lot of things I'd like to start off with.
So, I want
to
start off by saying, while we were on break, I won fantasy twice.
No, once.
No, twice.
No, I won the week before.
I'm going to say I won it twice.
In the total overall standings for the week, I am up +1 at the moment. We are currently going through this week's games. And I am up currently, but Malika could make this comeback.
Can we talk about how I won?
You could all win the whole thing if you just chill out.
But I won. Yeah,
you've won a lot of games. You've won a lot of weeks. Actually, you've been pretty good.
I'm throwing up emoji praise hands. Yes.
Whatever. We'll see if you can hold off this week, or I'll keep my two-week lead, and then I'll let it slip back to one, and then get back to two.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
But yeah, I feel like that's kind of why I didn't want to do the podcast, because we were losing at fantasy, and didn't want people to
know. I won that first week! What are you talking about?
People know. I won
fantasy. Just ignores her taking the mails. Boy, anyway, so...
Chip.
Let's talk about real sports.
Okay, well, going into this week, I won last week for sure. So
correct.
Still, the champ.
What'd you win by, like, 3 points or 2 points? It was real close last week.
The champ.
I think she won, like, 136 to 134. Okay. So,
a win's a win.
Whatever. She did. She won.
Thank you.
Can't complain.
Pats on the back.
Okay, Barry Horowitz. Anyway. Yeah, so... To real sports, let's do our team roundups, and it's going to be a sad part of the sports segment, and then we'll bring it back up.
Oh, yes, excuse me. So, we're Sunday evening. How did the Hawks? Falcons.
Oh, the Hawks stink, too. Everybody. They got smashed last night by the Spurs. Smashed.
I meant the Falcons, but the Hawks came out.
They got smashed last night, too. The Hawks, they are back to mediocre.
Mediocre?
Yeah, not mediocre. Mediocre. Southern swang thing. Yeah, they have not performed well after their 60-win season, Eastern Conference Finals first appearance last year. So the Hawks have not been good. On the flip side, the Falcons have been even worse. They've now lost seven straight. Nope. Wait. Let me make sure. I was 5-1. There was 6-1 at one point in time. They're 6-6. So yeah, they've lost 6 straight. They've lost 6 straight, which is, they're probably losing the rest of the season. They're going to be 6-10, and they started the season 5-0. It's been an atrocious season. Everything has gone bad.
Aww.
From coaching, from play calling by our offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan has been terrible. Our quarterback Matt Ryan has regressed oh so poorly.
Matty Ice meltdown.
Matty Ice Pick is his name. Ooh. He's throwing nothing but picks out here. And he didn't throw a pick today, which luckily was great, but we got smashed anyway, 39-0 or 38-0. Whatever.
Zero.
It wasn't good.
How did you get shut out?
Yeah, because they got smacked around.
Were they at home?
No, they were in Carolina. They play at home 2 weeks from now, which would probably be even just as bad. There'll be a lot of Panthers fans. So, shout out to Cam. Keep winning. I'm rooting for you. I like Cam to win the title. I like Cam. I love Cam to win the title. ATL. Homie, so, yeah. And let me finish my Falcons rant. Everybody needs to go. Arthur Blank needs to go. I don't care. This what? Team's...
You calling for he's Blank so, to leave?
He's so caught up in these stupid new stadiums that this team hired some rinky-dink professionals roaming around. We trash. We are terrible, terrible trash. 6-10 last year. We're going to be 6-10 this year after starting 5-0. With the worst schedule.
Consistent.
We are bums. Terrible, terrible bums.
Woo-woo.
Our $100 million quarterback has been
garbage. See, when you're a Bills fan, you just, you know.
Y'all expect it.
Accept the losses.
That'll be another year where y'all have not made the playoffs. Oh, let's go to the Bills.
And you feel like those words hurt us?
No.
They don't. There's always next year.
Did you know last night they showed ESPN had a 30 for 30 about the Bills' heyday?
I did not.
I have it recorded on the DVR.
In the DVR, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, so they had a
it's 30. It's in the DVR twice.
One's going to be deleted. I think I wanted to record the full thing, but I only caught it when it was at. So
I see.
I only recorded like 20 minutes of it, and now I just need to delete that. But gotcha. So yeah, it was looking at the 4 years the Bills went to the Super Bowl and how they were so close to winning a championship and how everything went awry. So the Bills also lost today as well to the Eagles.
Thanks!
And LeSean McCoy's return to Philly after he talked all this noise. You see? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about your team?
No, I don't. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
So basically, both of our teams are not going to be in the playoffs this year again. Mm. So a lot of sadness down here in these streets. Yeah, so anyway.
League Pass has been free, so you've been watching your NBA.
And there was some big news happening from the NBA. As of last night, every team in the league has lost.
What?
The Warriors lost last night.
What?
The streak snapped.
What? To whom?
To the Milwaukee Bucks.
No!
Yeah, they lost. They took that L. They finally took that loss.
They were tired from that overtime.
Sort of. So here's the thing. They were on a back to back. Milwaukee was also on a back to back.
No.
They were
doesn't on a matter.
Back to backs do matter, but the real reason
one wasn't in overtime.
The reason why they lost is they were playing their seventh game on a seventh game road trip. So seven straight road trips. Mm-hmm. Back to back, yeah, they got caught. It was a scheduling loss. They took their L, and they had some issues. And I think Milwaukee did present some good problems that will help them. I think the Warriors needed to lose in general. I would prefer to be a team that I think they got caught up in winning the streak. I don't think the streak is what you need. I think what you need is to. I think the Bulls record is more valuable because that the 72-10 is more valuable because it's a. It's definitely a sign of greatness if you can do that. But I didn't think the streak was necessarily as important, but it became something. It was a story. But I just think the streak wears you out, and they didn't need to be worn out. I think they have
a lot of pressure on them every night.
Right. Well, they're going to have a lot of pressure no matter what, but they're going to be getting the best thing every night because they're the best team. So it would have been, it was interesting that what was really going to be big is if they played the Cavs undefeated on Christmas Day, a finals rematch, and we would have had to see if the Cavs could stop them, but it didn't happen. So it won't happen. So that's whatever. It's kind of sad. The Warriors played some really good games on Friday night. They played the Celtics, and that was a really fun game to watch, even though I was annoyed by how the Celtics played that game. But Warriors are 24-1.
Well, that's very impressive.
24-1. They have a four-game lead on the next team in the West.
Wow.
Yeah, they have like an 8-game lead on the Thunder. Something ridiculous like that. They're just on another level right now. So, yeah, we'll see how the rest of the season plays out. But, yeah, that was big news in the NBA basketball world. The only real news. And, yeah, so.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Anything else basketball related? Nope.
Okay.
We'll get more into basketball as the season progresses, but ain't nothing much. Oh, there's not much in football we can talk about. Teams are going down the stretch, and you know, yeah.
Okay.
So I think that's it for sports.
Sports.
All right. So, let's talk. You got any random thoughts of the day?
I do.
Oh, Malika got random thoughts. Prepared with the random thoughts. Go for it.
Oh, I don't know where the man. Oh, there you go. So my random thought is, one, I have a Snapchat now. So Snapchat.
That's not a random thought. That's self-promotion.
No, it's because more like I am late to the Snapchat game. But it's pretty cool. And so I'm on there. You can find me at the Malika Dawn. Just wanted to throw that in there. Okay, my real random thought is how much I hate cleaning. Cleaning is like the worst part of my day. And I hate it so much. It makes me angry. It doesn't make me happy. It makes me happy when it's clean, but I hate cleaning. And I feel like I get messier before it gets cleaner. And so I hate it. I just want to share that with you.
Hey,
that I hate cleaning.
Hey.
Hate it.
Alrighty.
Hated it.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Cool, cool, cool. That's my only random thought. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
It was really stressful cleaning. And I don't like it. But I do it.
All right. You do a good job.
For you.
For all you out there in the
no,
land.
No, for you, Dyron.
Oh, okay. Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Do you have any random thoughts, sir?
Not really.
Malika, still slacking?
Something like that. Malika put up this nice, lovely Christmas tree today.
Wasn't supposed to buy it.
What?
Shh. Don't tell Dyron. Shh.
Really?
It's beautiful.
It's unneeded.
It's beautiful. You were just talking about how lovely it was.
Yes, I thought it was the old tree. Breaking news on the podcast. This is slick moves right here. Slick. I think she's slick. Okay, I got you. What my random thought is, why you bought this tree?
It was a really good deal, and it was much bigger.
Shows what I know. I didn't even know it was that big, bigger.
See?
Whatever. Yeah, so, yeah.
But it's beautiful.
Yeah, I got no other random thoughts of the day.
You blown away.
I'm about to go chill out. Take a day.
All right.
Luca's gonna roll with the magic ball of the day.
Do you question. Have a question for the magic ball?
Are you excited about Christmas?
Is Malika excited about
Christmas? No, are you, the people, the world? I'm giving the world.
The world. Are y'all excited about Christmas? Better not tell you now.
I guess we will find out the day after Christmas when y'all get them presents,
It's like opening a mystery.
When you get them presents, you'd be like, if you get what you wanted, you'd be like, yay! If you don't get what you want, you'd be like, no. It's terrible.
Well, it's not about the presents.
It's about, what is it about?
Christmas is about family.
That's Thanksgiving.
Christmas is about remembering Jesus. And all the blessings in your life. And forgiving to others. And making them feel blessed in the spirit of Jesus.
And getting presents.
Merry Christmas.
Because you know what?
Happy birthday, Jesus.
If we could do that and if we didn't get no presents, Christmas wouldn't be up there on that list, you know?
It would. How did Thanksgiving get up there on the list?
Food!
There's food at Christmas.
Not like Thanksgiving food.
But.
By the way, Malika put on an excellent, she threw it down in the kitchen. But anyway, had that sweet potato pie, it was
woo! It's going down in the, it's going down in the kitchen.
It's going down in the den. Hey.
All right, should we end the show? Outlook good.
Alrighty.
Must be time to go.
Just want to say you can follow us on Twitter at
Malika Did It
and at The Next in Line. If you got any questions or comments, you can leave us a comment on our Podomatic feed. The choice is yours.podomatic.com.
Cool. Follow me on Snapchat.
What is your Snapchat?
The Malika Dawn. That's THEMALIKADAWN.
All right, Speedster. Cool. Everybody, again, we love y'all. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are going to continuously do this weekly back again. So be on the lookout. Subscribe if you can. And
will consistently get a podcast every once in a while.
A quarterly podcast. Yeah. So as always, guys, the choice is yours. How much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas.